You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
A suspect already facing burglary charges is now facing more charges. The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports Michael Joe Reeves, age 50, is facing an additional charge of simple burglary, as well as theft of a firearm and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, in connection with a reported burglary at a residence on Sand Plant Road last summer, where 12 firearms were reported taken. Reeves has been charged previously in connection with burglaries at two local businesses, is also facing charges from Minden Police. The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports one arrest for being a fugitive from Caddo Parish and Bossier Parish, along with traffic warrants. Minden Police report one arrest for contempt of court and reported arrest for being fugitives from Bossier City. Today will be sunny with a high near 90, east wind 5 miles an hour. Clear overnight, low 68, east wind 5 miles an hour. Sunny Friday, high 91 with an east wind at 5 miles an hour. Clear Friday night, low 69, east wind 5 miles an hour. 40% chance for showers Saturday, high near 90. A 20% chance for showers Saturday night, low 67. And that's the area forecast. The State Department of Transportation and Development advising motorists that on Sunday, June 4th, there will be rolling lane closures on I-20 eastbound and westbound at the Missouri Pacific Railroad overpass just east of Exit 5, that's in Caddo Parish. The rolling lane closures are scheduled from 7 a.m. till 12 noon to allow for survey work to be conducted. And the department advising motorists on Monday, June 5th, there will be intermittent lane closures on I-20 eastbound and westbound from Benton Road to Industrial Drive in Bossier City. The lane closures are scheduled for Monday, June 5th through Friday, June 9th from around 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. each day to allow for roadway maintenance activities, with all work to be performed weather permitting. In a recent session of Ward 1, Minden City Court, held before Judge Sherb Santel, Haley Day was fined $100 plus court cost or 40 days in jail for possession of Schedule 1 controlled dangerous substance, fined $50 plus court cost or 5 days in jail for possession of drug paraphernalia, fined $200 plus court cost or 20 days in jail for hit and run. Julius Dickens was fined $150 plus court costs or 15 days in jail for texting while driving. Ira Lee Miller was fined $250 plus court costs or 25 days in jail plus a 25-day suspended sentence and placed on 6 months probation for theft. Devaris Moore was fined $100 plus court costs or 10 days in jail for each count of simple criminal damage to property and remaining after being forbidden, and fined $100 or 7 days in jail for contempt of court. Menard Shine was fined $250 plus court costs or 25 days in jail plus a 25-day suspended sentence for theft. Laqueen Sims was sentenced to 48 hours in jail for contempt of court. Robert Turibury was fined $500 plus court costs or 50 days in jail for careless operation. Timothy Washington was fined $100 plus court costs for simple battery. Robin Foster and Stephen Nipper were each fined $100 plus court costs or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. The unemployment rate in Webster Parish for the month of April was at 3.7%, according to the latest report from the Louisiana Workforce Commission. The report shows during April there were 530 persons listed as unemployed in Webster Parish. The rate was 3.9% for March and 3.5% in April of last year. Checking rates for area and neighboring parishes, the rate was 2.8% in Bossier, 3.5% in Caddo, and 3.4% in DeSoto Parish, 3.8% in Bienville, 3.3 in Claiborne, 2.9% in Jackson Parish, 3.1 in Lincoln, 3.8 in Natchitoches Parish, 3.1 in Red River, 3.4 in Sabine, 4.2 in Wynn Parish, 3.4 in Ouachita Parish, and 3.6 in Union Parish. The statewide rate was at 3.2%, with the nationwide rate at 3.1%. Again, the unemployment rate for Webster Parish during the month of April, 3.7%. A ribbon-cutting ceremony is scheduled for Friday morning at Dorcheat Bayou. The Greater Minden Chamber will hold a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the Dorcheat Bayou Kayak Dock. That's scheduled for 10 o'clock Friday morning at the Dixien Dorcheat Boat Launch. Northwest Louisiana Technical Community College will sponsor a summer manufacturing camp to introduce middle school students to career choices in today's manufacturing industry. The camp will run June 12th through the 15th from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. each day at the campus of Northwest Louisiana Technical Community College on Industrial Drive. Students will explore hands-on manufacturing skills, learn from instructors and local business leaders, and tour regional manufacturing facilities. The cost will be $100 per student, which includes lunch and t-shirt, and is for ages 12 to 14. You can register by calling the school 371-3055 or email robertmcguire@nltcc.edu. A memorial service for Barry Teague is scheduled for 10:30 Friday morning at First Baptist Church Chapel. He's survived by his wife, Pam Woodard Teague. Two sons, a sister, and three grandchildren also survived. Funeral services for Zeola Henderson Pugh are scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday morning at Mount Calm Baptist Church. Burial will follow in the Shepherd Street Cemetery. A visitation is scheduled for Friday, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. in the Minden Benevolent Chapel. Funeral services for Belinda McCoy are scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday morning in the Roseneath Chapel, with Mike Wilkes officiating. Burial will be in the Whispering Pine Cemetery. Visitation is scheduled for 5 p.m. Friday in the Roseneath Funeral Home. Survivors include three sons, Bruce Franklin, Bryn Franklin, and Brandon Franklin, all of Minden. Two daughters, including Kim Spence of Sibley. A sister, Brenda Woods of Minden. Eight grandchildren also survive. Funeral services for Annie T. Phillips, also known as Ollie Phillips, are scheduled for noon Saturday at the Mount Nebo Baptist Church in Dubberly. Burial will follow at the Mount Pisgah Cemetery in Homer. A visitation is scheduled for Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Minden Benevolent Chapel. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. A reminder on the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will have a prefix of 377 unless otherwise mentioned. All the cell phone numbers will have the area code 318 unless otherwise mentioned. A yard sale going on today, Friday, and Saturday until noon at 16811 Highway 80 in Nine Forks. It's a yard sale today and Friday and then Saturday till noon at 16811 Highway 80 in Nine Forks. For directions, call 382-3985. For sale, a wooden office desk for $20 and a wooden entertainment shelf also for $20. Call 470-6373. That's a wooden office desk and a wooden entertainment shelf for sale, $20 each at 470-6373. A garage sale going on Friday beginning at 7 a.m. and then Saturday from 7 till noon at 146 Tharp Lane in Sibley. They got a garage sale scheduled to start at 7 a.m. Friday all day and then Saturday from 7 until noon at 146 Tharp Lane in Sibley. Wanted plums at 268-5340. Wanted plums at 268-5340. Yard sale Friday and Saturday at 7 a.m. each day at 1029 Tillman. They've got a yard sale going on Friday and Saturday starting at 7 a.m. each morning at 1029 Tillman. For sale, a 2004 Cadillac SUV for $3,000. Call 864-0244. They have for sale a 2004 Cadillac SUV for $3,000 at 864-0244. For sale, a pellet grill for $1,800, 725-9560. That's for sale, a pellet grill for $1,800. Call 725-9560. For sale, a push lawnmower at 3822. That's a push mower for sale at 3822. Wanted king size mattress with box springs at 532-3958. Wanted a king size mattress with box springs there at 532-3958. For sale, concrete pads for $10 each. Call 562-0603. That's for sale, concrete pads, $10 each at 562-0603. For sale, a microwave for $25 and a camping chair for $5 at 553-7977. For sale, microwave for $25 and a camping chair for $5. Call 553-7977. Two electric heaters for sale for $100 each. Call 658-6839. That's for sale, two electric heaters for $100 each at 658-6839. Set of four tires from a 2011 Chevy Traverse to give away. Call 255-6518. Call 219-6999. That's to give away a set of tires from a 2011 Chevy Traverse, size 255-6518. Call 219-6999.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.